Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for the final GGW5 recording. Making it all the way into the top two, we have PK and TLM, two wonderful women whose names I can abbreviate and just turn into acronyms. Awesome. So, I'm going to read your round seven entries, and then I'm going to break it down and blame it on the boogie bitches. All right. So, gonna scroll through the Word file for one final time. Well, not really. Technically, you know, like four final times. But whatever. I gotta find it. Gotta roll it on down. Who's gonna come first? It looks like PK is gonna come first on this recording. I'm not sure how I feel about this one, PK. I think you turned a remake into a story of your own, so I'm not gonna go there and debate that. Maybe I'm just growing meaner now that we're near the end. Lulz. I think this piece could have used better transitions when it came to moving between day and night. There were times when it took my brain a second read to go, okay, we're back in the kingdom again, and that was semi-irritating. I also think that for a rehash of some Brothers Grimm action, this was kind of on the light side of the force. I'm not necessarily saying that I wanted tragedy or just ridiculous crap, but for all the medieval roaming around, it would have been nice to have developed the war versus pleasure dichotomy a bit more. Then again, that would have required a much longer piece. So I guess it's fair to say that this one has tapped into my imagination and has demanded more depth, which also isn't necessarily a bad thing, so congratulations on opening the mixed bag of nuts. And right immediately following this is TLM's crap, so I'm just gonna read her round 7 shit right now too. This one, once again, falls right back into the mixed bag of nuts. I thought parts were fantastic, and others just lacked fire completely. Maybe it wasn't back in round 6 that I thought your line breaks were terrible. Maybe it's just that I don't understand why you do things in a certain way. The first part of this poem I got. But later on, you'd single out certain words that, for the life of me, I don't know why they deserved it. Part 11, though, absolutely hands down saved this piece. And I mean in a big way. After going through 10 okay sections, that one gave the piece the zest it needed. It also gave a possible story element to the work. Perhaps we're moving through time, but perhaps it's just one moment and the narration is a scattered collage of love. The fact that the ambiguity exists in the work presents an interesting facet that made me just kind of nod my head and say, all right, you know, I pulled a good nut out of the mixed bag tonight, and that makes me happy. So, gonna scroll all the way back, to the very beginning of time, to my ultimate scoreboard of doom. That was really dramatic, but I love it. The fact of the matter is, both of you are two absurdly high caliber writers. You have performed absolutely amazingly in this shit. I know, PK, you had that one round stumble, but guess what? You came away by pushing yourself into the hall of perfection, and really, that just says a lot. TLM, you arguably had the most consistent scoring in every single piece from the very beginning to the very end, with a variation of only 3 points. And it's like I've always said, the person who is consistent throughout this contest usually takes it away. So, I'm just gonna say it to both of you, the two of you are fucking amazing, and I'm trying to kind of like hype it up and make it a little bit more suspenseful than it probably needs to be. So, I guess I'm just going to break it down now. TLM, you entered this contest with 2 AGWL credits. Across the rounds, you scored 12, 14, 12, 12.5, 13, 12.5, 12, and 11 for a total GGW score of 99. I'm going to leave the AGWL one out and just roll on into PK. PK, you scored across the GGW rounds 12, 12, 15, 10, 13, 8, 14, and 11. Now then, between the two of you, the winner of GGW 5 is TLM. So congratulations to TLM for banking the GGW Championship after trying so many goddamn times. In fact, not only did you try a lot, but this was the first one that you actually made it all the way through. Likewise to PK, congrats for being the runner-up for the second year in a row. I guess that's kind of bittersweet, but then again, you're the first repeat runner-up or champion ever. And I guess it's a little bit sweeter than bitter, because you're absolutely monumental. 15 credits in the preseason means that you are the AGWL champion. And PK, you're getting the Faulkner Prism. So, this is weird, because for the first time in the final recording, both of the people have won. Which is really fucked up. But I like it. In fact, to me, it's quite frankly the best possible outcome, because it means that both of you still have more to shoot for. Ha! So that means, TLM, you've come away with GGW5, and PK, you have won the Faulkner Prism. Now then, for many, many months, I have been hinting at a hidden prize for the AGWL champion, and so PK, I'm really surprised no one has guessed this yet, but the name for next year's Prism is up to you, and I will be contacting you later to find out exactly what that is. And I'll be contacting you to swipe your address and send you stocking mail / the big-ass glass trophy. So I would like to thank all of our contestants over the course of the summer and the year for sticking in and writing some badass shit and blowing my fucking mind. And I can only say this. It has definitely been shown by PK this year that staying involved through the entire season is the way to bank the Prism. So please, for the love of God, don't let her just walk away and win the second one. I want some more action panda at the end, and I damn expect it. So get the flying fuck off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!